June 29th. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12, verse 1. Shakespeare wrote, "Sweet are the uses of adversity," and Claude Fly of Fort Collins, Colorado, now knows the truth of the bard's words. While working with Dr. Fly on his book, No Hope But God, I learned how he developed his much-discussed Christian checklist. A political prisoner of a left-wing group in Uruguay for nearly 7 months, he used the time to search the New Testament for Christian standards, and from his research he developed a list of do's and don'ts to which he compared his own life. "While captive, I discovered just where I was in my Christian pilgrimage," he told me. Strange, but it often takes jarring experiences for us to perceive ourselves clearly. We run and press and work and worry, spending great periods of time without really analyzing where we are going or why. Only when some traumatic problem arises, one that interrupts our busy schedules and breaks our routines, do most of us ask penetrating personal questions. Injury or illness are common cycle breakers, which slow us down and make us think. If you haven't put your life under a magnifying glass lately, why not review your priorities? Ask God for insight into your life. Are you in the center of His will, or have you let other things crowd Him out? If necessary, try to make some adjustments today. Slow me down, Father, and point my eyes toward lasting things.